This episode of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 21st of March 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
This is The Sessions at Midori House, where this week we welcome new kid on the folk block, Vikesh Kapoor. Vikesh is an American folk singer who grew up in Pennsylvania. He released his debut record, The Ballad of Willie Robbins, last year, a concept album loosely based on a local newspaper article about a construction worker in Boston. The record tells tales of a working-class man who slowly loses everything. We'll hear from Vikesh Kapoor in just a moment. But first, here he is playing us a track from The Ballad of Willie Robbins. This is An Ode to My Hometown.
Yeah, I saw them take up my town. They tore up Thompson Road. I watched the trucks of thieves go by. I can feel them in my bones. On Main Street, people walk with their heads bowed down, listening to the Triangle Park preacher bode. So I sing in my head, our hometown is dead. Out of work and waiting in lines, looking for landouts without company dime. I'm losing step with tired rhymes and no way for me to go. There are boys who follow the road, well-worn, it once guided me home. Left with an empty room and false pride. So we sing in our heads, our hometown is dead. Watch you go. Let you go. Watch you go. Let you go.
We've just been very sweetly serenaded by Vikesh Kapoor. Tell us a little bit about the songs that you just played there and the album that they come from, because the album itself has a sort of theme and a story to it, is that right?
That's right, yeah. These four songs I just sang are all from the album and kind of represent different elements of the overarching narrative that occur on the record. And so, you know, one song's just a love song, a goodbye song. Another song is about job loss and about apathy of change and trying to keep your spirit alive.
The album, The Ballad of Willie Robbins, am I right in thinking that this story kind of came about through a kind of story you discovered in a paper or something of that ilk? Is that the sort of background to how you constructed this narrative?
At least at the start, yes. Yeah, I came upon a newspaper story about a construction worker, and I was doing some construction work at the time and doing a really bad job at it, actually. But I was on my lunch break and I read this story. And in the folk tradition, a lot of ballads were written or topical songs were written based on newspaper stories. So I was just getting into writing folk music and kind of looking through the paper and found this, and it resonated with me, especially because the recession was at its height in the United States. So the title track of the album, The Ballad of Willie Robbins, is the song that was born straight from that article. But then it kind of grew other arms, you know, that weren't based on that article, just about things I saw around me.
Well, you undo the latches we both see, natchez. I I never fought your matches for you. When we see the Mississippi moon and you aim for it too soon, Orion's dream drawn out of you.
Folk tradition, it's very much about kind of carrying these stories through and passing them sort of from almost from songwriter to songwriter. I mean, you can sort of trace it back through. I know it's a typical one, but you know, back to Dylan, back to Woody Guthrie, and kind of it's this sort of this kind of rite of passage almost to sort of, you know, if you can get your song covered by another player, then it's kind of it's almost like the ultimate compliment, I guess. Is do you hope that maybe your songs will be sort of passed down into the folk canon like that and adopted by others?
Yeah, that would be great. You know, I wanted to write topical songs that spoke in some ways to contemporary issues, but I wanted them to be general enough that they could stand the test of time also. You know, and there are subtle references to those songwriters you just referenced. I steal lines from them and use them in my songs just to pay respect, I guess, yeah.
There's new shelter in spring bloom. I let the bottles go spinning, you say. Little or nothing. When the saints go marching in, fills the room. I never knew what I saw in you. I never knew what I saw in you. I wait at home, time's tale. Trying to rescue you. Well, I never knew what I saw in you.
This album is, you're kind of promoting it now. Are you always recording? Are you always working on new stuff? Do you have kind of like an idea of where your sound might go? Are you going to keep it in the folk kind of medium, or are you kind of looking to expand it?
I'm not limiting myself. It spoke to me at the time that to write a record like this, I think the next album, you know, it might just be a flamenco guitar and some mellotrons and be a bunch of love songs. I don't know. I think I'll always write about things happening around me. And it won't always be completely confessional or internal. That's just the nature of how I grew up, you know, coming from an immigrant family and kind of struggling and stuff. And it's just, you kind of have an eye and a foot in two different worlds, you
right.
know. So I just want to talk about things around me more than just myself.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, lyrically, there will be a similar strain through at least my next batch of songs, but sonically, maybe not.
It's almost a bit of a music taboo. I think a lot of bands that you speak to, they don't like writing about the road because it's a cliche, but you must see so many unique situations that you would never be party to, like, you know, just staying in one place. I mean, do you get inspired to write songs while touring and by the things you see on tour?
I definitely take notes, you know, especially the tour I'm on right now is, you know, I've seen the weirdest stuff in Northern England to rural Ireland and it's very strange.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in the north of England?
North of England,
intrigued.
We were just some funny characters, kind of like Fawlty Towers characters.
Yeah.
In Ireland, you know, we were in a 14th century castle.
Oh, wow.
Playing, and just kind of there was a murder chapel up at the top, and very strange stuff. One-eyed cats running around and stuff.
I think that's obligatory in a murder chapel, probably.
I go to work in the morning. I go to work every day. Though the boss gave me a warning, I get run down by the foreman. dream through my days. You know I come home by the sight of cigarette circles glowing. To go blind was fine when we were young. But now, dear, your disguise is falling. So I'm up again the next morning. And you and I, we keep it that way. The dull in the television dream. Distracts me after work. What do I got left to believe? My soul's replaced by machines. I am static in the evening and back at it by morning. The politics, the sport of the presidents. None of these days news do stick. Oh, I'll admit I'm apathetic. Does my word have any sway? War or not, work's enough each day. Those days I spoke out my choice. Most days I tried to avoid it. Now I can hardly hear that voice. It's driven out of me each day. I dreamt away my mornings. I dreamt away my days.
You've been listening to The Sessions on Midori House with me, Tom Hall. My guest was Vikesh Kapoor, and his record The Ballad of Willie Robbins is out now on Loose Music. Join us again next week when French-Finnish electro duo The Do will be performing live. But for now, thanks for listening.